Are we live?
We're live. Live in the living color.
Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I'm Babs Rolls Ivy. That's Harry Droz. This is Love Babs Love Talk on 103.5 WNHH. Live streaming across a bunch of social media sites, so you can hear us, see us, listen, whatever. We come at you hard from all directions.
We're here and there.
We're here. That's funny, Harry. So I got a guest at 10:15. I'm looking forward to talking to her. It took a little bit of scheduling to get her. But I've got Pamela Sutton Wallace. She's the Yale healthcare system COO. So she's a sister. So I'm looking forward to talking to her. So she didn't want to, you know, I guess make everything add up on the left and the right.
What's that song from The Color Purple? Sister. I need to have that on the ready. So when you say sister, I could.
You just plug it in.
That's right.
Hey, we had another shooting in Newhallville last night. Damn it.
Just one?
Well, I think we're averaging one a day.
Yeah, that's, you know.
If you're trying to keep up
with Chicago, you're not doing good.
No, we're not trying to keep up with Chicago. We're trying to, it's
tragic every time one of these things happen. It's just insane.
Talking to the young brother yesterday, Harry George Black from Collab, and you know he talked about how these young people are dealing in death, and I know of no more accurate term than that, dealing in death. It's a world, Harry, that you and I, most people, don't know anything about when these young people get in these streets and want to just solve whatever the stress or the struggle is with violence and deadly violence at that. I was listening to who's Beyonce's husband?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. I was gonna say Jigga or Hoover or whatever, but Jay-Z. And you know, Harry, he was talking about like how he got turned around, like how he came out the game and how he started thinking about things differently. He said, you know, when he was coming up, and he's about our age, Harry, so we got the same experience.
Yeah, definitely. I think I might have gotten chased by Jay-Z through the Marcy Projects.
So he said, you know, Harry, the depth of which the pain goes with Black people, Black men, Black children, is that we got to the point where if you even looked at a brother, they'd roll up on you talking about you looking at me. And so what he interpreted that was, you looking at me, you see my pain, and I don't want you to see my pain. So in order for me to have you not see my pain, I must destroy you. And I thought that was such a powerful, I thought it was so powerful the way he strung that together. Because if you just think about, Harry, somebody just looking at you, is that enough to kill somebody? No. But if you have some unresolved trauma and pain, you think the bright spotlight is on you and people can see it. I know what I'm talking about because I listen, believe it or not, Harry, when I was a kid, I was a very angry kid. I was an angry kid. I stayed in trouble.
Not that.
Yeah, I was an angry, angry kid. I stayed in trouble. I stayed in trouble, Harry, because my home life was trauma. And I didn't know. And there was nobody to help me work through the trauma. There was no mental health people, Harry. You know, you didn't, and you know, I came from an age, Harry, you went to school, you didn't tell your business. You know what I mean? Like you didn't go to school and say, you know what, last night my father beat my mother, broke her nose and tried to kill us. I mean, you just didn't go to school and do that. There was no space in school for that kind of conversation. Right?
No, there wasn't.
And I believe, Harry, there's still no space for what these kids go through. That there is no space. You know what should be built into school, Harry? Therapy. one-on-one therapy.
Isn't that what some of these kids were protesting for?
Or group therapy. Yeah, that's what they were protesting for. Like, there should be a couple of therapists in the school system so that kids can have group therapy, Harry, and a little one-on-one time so that they could unpack. Because we ask them to man up. We ask them to be whatever. But we don't give them the tools. We just don't give them the tools. And we want them to behave better. But what is better? So I remember how I was, Harry, and how alone and isolated and angry I was.
Yeah, I think you just described me. But so do we make the school day 10 hours?
I don't know if you need to make the school day 10 hours, Harry.
Because they're not learning much in school right now. That, you know, these kids have been going through all this extra trauma for the last 2.5 years.
Well, on top of that, right? On top of the already existing trauma that they're experiencing.
It's just, you know.
I think it's a lot to put on.
It's layered.
I think it's a lot to put on school to solve problems at home. I think that's a lot. I think DCF could do a little bit more around. But you know, when you involve DCF in your life, it can be problematic.
It's weird for me because not to tell my little story here, but when I was a kid, my mother was told if she didn't have me go to a therapist for, I couldn't come back to school. Mm. Right? Because I was striking out. So they had recommended that I see someone. And of course, I didn't want to see anyone. But unless I did, I couldn't come back to school. I'm saying, so there were options back then. I remember sitting in front of somebody and getting the, you know, 30 questions of, do you love your mother? Do you love your father? You know? I remember all of that.
Well, I'm a little bit older than you, so that must have came after.
Yeah, that was after. But I remember I had to go a few times until they were satisfied. I wasn't dangerous.
All right. He's going to be in his right mind. I think the solutions are very many. I think when we try to get one solution, I don't think that's the answer. I think there has to be a however many prong approach that we need that we could think of. You know, some kids will do well on one-on-one therapy. Some kids will do well in group therapy, Harry. Small issues. You know, I miss peer-to-peer mediation kind of stuff where kids can work out. You know, if you got beef, you take it to the stage and then we work this out. Like, what's at the heart of this? I think there needs to be more of that kind of building, because I don't think you can get any work done until these kids can be at peace with whatever is happening in their everyday practical lives. I don't think learning can happen.
I mean, the therapy didn't help me. You know, it didn't help me at all. It was just a way to get back into school, right?
Well, it helped you get back in school.
Right. So I had to go to a few visits to get back in school.
So it helped you get back in school.
Right.
Now, whether it changed your mind or heart, well, that's a whole other story.
Let me tell you, what changed my mind, well, it didn't change my mind, but what controlled me a bit was my mother, who I got tired of watching my mother cry in anguish from not having any solutions for me. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I got to stop hitting people.
Yeah.
You know,
that was a very good idea.
Right. So I was like, okay, I got to stop hitting people. That's not the way to resolve it. So instead, what I did when people annoyed me in school, I cut. And that was my solution. I just took myself out of the situation that was happening. So I just left school. That didn't work out either. then it was neglect. So it didn't help her out there either. So,
oh,
you know,
Lord.
So, you know, this, look, kids are going through some real stuff.
They are.
And there aren't many solutions.
No, there are solutions, Harry.
I don't think there are many solutions because I didn't want a hug. I didn't want to talk about it.
but there are solutions. There are solutions. We just got to be willing to pay for it. And we got to be willing to be committed to it. It's not going to be anything that can be cured overnight. I think these kids have real trauma, real mental health concerns, all the things. And I think we need to make those kinds of resources super available.
But not in school, kids, right?
No, in school. Yes, in
school. I think that's just that unless you can extend the day.
I don't know if you need to extend the day, Harry. I think you have first period. First period could bring everybody together and get everybody gathered and sort of get a little sense of checking in with everybody, like what's happening. Like give them a group session without them even knowing it's a group session.
Well, I think that's what homeroom is, right?
No. Homeroom is a check-in point, Harry.
Yeah, but that's where you meet, you bump into your friends.
Yeah, but if you have
somebody
there, if you have a trained facilitator in there for homeroom and just start that process for the just 40 minutes. Check in. How you doing? How's your heart rate? What's on your mind? How you feeling? Ask them pointed questions. You got beef with somebody. You know, what are you here? What are you here to do today? That kind of stuff.
I say you take boxing gloves into the school, into the office, and let people work it out.
No, we can't do that, Harry. No. We're not signing up.
I would have loved, no, I don't believe that either. I would have loved for that to have been the solution in my
life. No, because I wouldn't want to have been hit. So there's that part. But I don't know.
You know what was the worst thing ever created in school? Which was the worst? Dodgeball. Right, because all the bullies were.
I don't think you could play dodgeball anymore, Harry. I think they took that out. Out of the schools. Like you can't hit nobody with a round projectile. You know, a red ball. Remember the red balls, Harry? They used to leave welts on you. I can't hear you. What are you doing? Oh, no, I don't think you can play dodgeball anymore. I think they took that. I think they took that out of school because it is rather violent, dodgeball. And I remember we used to play it. I used to play it with my kids at the family cookouts. My brothers and sisters and my nieces and nephews, you know, but we wouldn't do it to like, you know, try to tear somebody up. But if you got hit, you out. That was a fun game, dodgeball. That was fun. I don't know. Maybe a little dodgeball might work. I don't know. Maybe not with kids today, where they're carrying so much trauma. They're carrying so much trauma, Harry. They might, a fight might ensue. Then they'd be in then after school, they'd be pressed with somebody about, you hit me with the dodgeball at lunchtime, and now I'm going to kill you. So, no.
Sorry about that, Babs.
We can have tools of aggression. So.
I had take a phone call. They're delivering the shirts and the hats now.
Oh! So I'll see mine on Thursday?
Oh, yeah, you come Thursday, right?
Yep. Yeah, pundits.
Of course. I was gonna special deliver it for you, but yeah, we'll wait to Thursday.
Shoot.
You know, I could say that now that I know you're coming Thursday. No, but so dodgeball was the worst, right? I mean, all the bullies used to pick on, you know, and then you used to have the small students against the larger students, and it was always horrible.
Okay.
It was horrible. I used to love dodgeball.
I used to love it too.
I used to love it too.
We didn't break it up like that. But, everybody just got in the middle.
Oh my God. It was just horrible.
We can't do it now, Harry, because somebody would self-esteem. Pick up a gun and shoot somebody at lunch. No.
Yeah, people's self-esteem used to drop to the floor, getting hit in the head with a dodgeball and stuff.
No, we could. You couldn't hit in the head. You could only hit below, you know.
Well, that's, I mean, you're throwing a ball. You don't know where it's going.
You know where it's going.
If you knew where it was going,
if you deliberately try to knock somebody's head off, you know where it's going. Don't play me. I know better. You know better.
It was
always somebody trying to hurt somebody with the dodge, doing the most.
Of course. But that's what I mean. It was just horrible. I used to feel bad for people because they weren't trying to play. They were just trying to survive. Oh, my God. And also Halloween, kids getting hit with eggs and stuff. I mean, I think about it now and it's, you know, it's nostalgic. It's just, for me, it's just part of the process of growing up. But thinking about it and seeing people, like you said, students who were just miserable going through life, you know, and a short, young life, and people are so miserable. They do need help. People do need help. I needed help. I had a self-help eventually. But I didn't get anything from a therapist until I was in my 40s.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. If we normalize young people getting in touch with their feelings and dealing with anger and anxiety, if we normalize that at a very young age, do you know what I mean? If we start normalizing self-care and mental health care early, then those are tools that can grow with a kid. But we don't do that, you know. We punish without a real understanding of what that kid needs. You know, we do. And we sometimes punishment is punitive as hell, right?
Oh no, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And I'm not suggesting we shouldn't punish. I'm just suggesting, you know, we got to just do better. And no shade, no nothing to teachers, because I'm not suggesting, Harry, because kids are not in school the majority of the day. The majority of the day, they are not in school. So some other things are happening outside of school. And school can't be the catch-all for everything. It's like, oh, we just put this in the school, they'll get it. I think there's got to be some other... I think school can give you a taste, but I think there's got to be other places where kids can get the support that they need.
But you look at everyday life, right? It's Darwinism, right? It's natural selection. That's what's being practiced. The strong get ahead, the weak don't. They fall, they crumble, and we have to find a better way. You know, it's almost like, I'm going to bring up the Lion King. Here we go. It's almost like the Lion King, right?
So the circle of life.
You have natural selection. You have, you know, the lion being the king, but he, you know, everybody else is, the whole system is living in harmony. Right? It's finding that way where there's harmony.
Are you saying we need a king?
No. No king, unless it's me.
Harry up here talking about we need a king.
I don't take orders very well, so I don't think that'll work out.
Because, you know, these kids are going to go to jail. And you know, Harry, you know what happens in jail. You sit in there long enough, some awareness is going to happen. And no matter who you are, you've seen it time and time again. You spend enough time in jail, some awareness, because, you know, you at 16 and you at 25 and 28 and 30 is very different. So you sit in jail for murdering somebody and you a kid, some awareness is going to happen. And you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm here. My life is, I didn't spend most of my life here because I was in the moment and I had no tools or skill set to talk myself back from this fateful decision that I'm making.
But it's us. It's the those people, the grown-ups running the system now. We have to figure it out. You see the first Russian being charged with war crimes?
Yeah, he's going to jail forever.
He's going to jail forever. He looks like 17, Babs.
I know.
He's a kid. And he admitted to everything. And he said he was ashamed that he followed the orders and all of this stuff. And he's like 17 years old. And he's going forever. He's gone. You know,
I know, Harry. I don't know how much choice he had.
Oh, he had no choice. That's the thing.
Join, right?
But that's the thing, right? But still, oh my God. I don't want to excuse anything he did. I don't know what he did. But
I mean, he killed people.
He killed people, but saying he killed people, but he had no choice. But that's
I know. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't make sense because you always have a choice. You know, you always have a choice. But he didn't have a choice.
Right. Well, I mean, but it's like, it's just, it makes no sense. Because I don't want to say he deserves everything and that he had no choice. Because we're still, right, searching for people from World War II, the Nazis. And even if they're 100 years old, if we find them, we're going to, you know, make them pay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and these were people who, you know, some of them would say, well, we didn't have a choice. We were part of, you know, Hitler's army. So that's the thing. I want us to be better humans.
Yeah.
And looking at that kid, it broke my heart, them saying he's going forever. Yeah. He's, you know, that's it. His life's over.
And I mean, I don't know what else to...
I know, yeah. It's just no answer.
It's tragedy all the way around, right? Like, yeah. It's just tragic. That's what I mean. You're a dictator. Why don't you want better for your people? Like, why? I don't understand that. Like, if I'm running a country, Harry, I want everybody to rise. I don't want to send my people to war. Like, what the hell is that? You know, but I don't run nothing but my house. There's no war at my house. Peaceful living is here. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Do we have word on the street today?
I don't know where they're at.
No, I'm just wondering because the t-shirts are about to get delivered. I don't know if I have to go help.
Why? They need you to help do what?
Oh, it's Kadik. He's by himself. So I'm not sure if I need to go and system, but he'll let me know. But
so what did you order exactly?
Shirts, t-shirts, and hats.
Okay. WNHH hats?
WNHH hats, a couple of Elf Babs, Elf
Talk. Oh, that's what I wanted you to say.
You know, I ordered me some special order hats.
Did you get a Love Baz Love hat and then put your big head face on it?
No. But I'm saying
I wouldn't be mad at you, Harry. I'd like that. I'd be trading you out for it. I'd be like, I want that.
Last night I was on Amazon and I saw that you could do special order hats. So
Harry, you're addicted to Amazon.
So I ordered a few special order Love Babs hats yesterday. So
am I gonna like them though? Like,
I think you're gonna like them. I think, okay. You know, it's different. It's having red, black. You know, it's like
I wear a cap, Harry. I wear a cap. If I had it today, I would wear it today because I gotta be at I'm doing a taping for the conversation for Arts and Ideas today. So I was like, I wear my hat. I wear my own hat.
I mean, you could drop by. It should be here in about 20 minutes. I'm sure Nora will run down a hat for you.
I'm sure she will. Like, Noah, run me a hat. Run me a hat, Noah. Run me a hat. Listen, that's all right. What else is going on in the world? What else should we?
Well,
you know, I've not been paying attention to too much. Because, you know, sometimes, Harry, you got to back up off the news.
Well, 79,000 pounds of baby formula touched down in America from, you know.
Oh, yeah. And why are we making baby formula in America?
We are. That's the problem, though, that I think 98% of the formula is only American formula, which is fine. But you have to have some come in from, you know, foreign. This way, if we fall short on our end, we have some foreign partners who can help us out. So Biden had to actually sign an executive order allowing some foreign formula to come in.
Okay.
So 79,000, but it's not going to be
from
on
China. Is it from China? Because you know.
No, it's Europe. European.
Okay. All right, because China, you know, is liable to be lead.
Oh, wait for it, because I'm sure China's just is getting their factory up and running with, you know, lead-laced baby formula. But, so the 79,000 pounds is going to hospitals and programs like WIC. It's not going to hit the store shelves. Not this batch that just came in.
Okay.
So people
but
who
why are we making formula? Because the plant that we had shut down.
Well, they just cleared the plant
because they had problems, right? They had contamination.
Yeah, in October 21, it was a whistleblower from the plant reported to the FDA that a couple of kids had died, and they weren't sure that it was connected to the plant, but that the whistleblower wasn't happy with, you know, the cleanliness of the plant.
Okay, maybe
so that was October 21, right? So it wasn't until February 22 that they closed the plant. And this plant that they closed, I think it does 48%. It actually provides 48% of the baby formula in America or to the programs like WIC and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was the FDA. If you close a plant, you have to have a backup plant, right? And they weren't able to pinpoint where, you know, whether those, you know, children's death actually came from the plant. But they had this plant closed for all these months without being able to pinpoint that. You know, so now, with all the controversy, the FDA finally cleared the plant. And so they say it'll take 8 to 10 weeks to get fully functional and the baby formula on the shelves. So it's going to take a while. That's why we're getting the European formula.
Okay.
I mean,
I
don't know. I was hearing that the European formula is better formula.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. I hope that's not how we roll over here.
You know, we're just getting all these lessons, Harry.
Yeah.
I just feel like we're ill prepared for a lot of things. Harry, if the zombie apocalypse happened, a lot of us ain't gonna make it. Not gonna make it, Harry. And not even because of zombies. It's because
no, because you just think about it. It could be the monkeypox apocalypse.
I mean, but it won't even be. It'll be us in our own way.
And by the way, I read another article yesterday. I'm getting so many mixed messages from different, you know, media sources, right? So it's like one writes it like, "Oh my God, you better prepare for the monkey apocalypse or monkey pox apocalypse." And then you have others who will say, "Hey, listen, we have plenty of vaccines available. We have plenty of vaccines available because this is basically smallpox. So the smallpox vaccine will take care of it." But now yesterday I was reading that everybody is double checking whether we have enough smallpox vaccine available, which is, I guess it's a good thing that this monkeypox, because it's making us actually check our stockpile to make sure if somebody does use a bioweapon with and include smallpox, that we do have the vaccines available to take care of our citizens.
Okay. All right.
I'm on the radio.
What are they doing?
You know, Lavos comes in and it's like, let me play into the stereotype. It's like a party. It's like they have Latin music blaring and right. Wee! Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay. No. Anyway, so yeah, so I mean, I don't know, Bev. So I don't know if your prediction of the end of the world coming soon.
I don't know if it's coming soon, Harry, but we're marching toward it.
We're definitely.
I will say we're marching toward it.
Are we slowly rolling towards it or marching towards it?
I think we've passed slow rolling. And I think we're marching. I think.
The slow roll. There's too much momentum right now. There's no slow roll.
I think we were slow rolling up into the pandemic, and now we're like marching now. Because you know, Harry, you know how we're not talking about the pandemic and how the numbers are rising.
Yeah,
and people are just acting like what pandemic? And
you see, NBC has a report.
what pandemic?
NBC has a report that it turns out the Omicron variant was much more deadly than we originally thought. So everybody who was saying, oh, well, don't worry about the Omicron. It's not as potent as the Delta. Don't worry about it. Well, actually, Omicron killed more people.
Yeah.
So.
And this latest variant is hella deadly.
Okay. Yeah. And you heard that? That was an exhausted. Yeah. Well.
Whatever. As long as I don't have to wear a mask, Harry. Ain't that what people saying? I can't go back to wearing masks.
Honestly, whenever these conversations come up, it's just like I feel like I'm in the Rocky IV movie and Apollo Creed just got beaten down by Drago. Right? And they go to Drago and they say, he might die. He goes, if he dies, he dies. Right? That's how I feel. Like this is where America's attitude is right now. We know there's still a deadly virus. Now monkeys are trying to kill us with their monkeypox. And everybody's like, well, if we die, we die.
Yeah, well.
And that's it. That's the attitude these days.
I think that's where we are.
And quite honestly, I gotta say, I'm almost there too. I'm just like, really, mask? Really, how many boosters? Really, really, really? But we have to not let our, you know, exhaustion actually lead us. Because when you're exhausted, you make poor decisions.
Yeah.
So
that is very, very true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
So
that's very true.
Although, you know, Paul's a COVID denier right now. So. he loves when I say that.
Well, you know what it is? People believe they finished. I think people will imagine that they think they're fatigued. Oh, I'm tired of wearing the mask. And I'm like, but if it's the one thing, if it's the one tool that can save your life, why would you whine about that? That's the problem I have with everybody. Mask or not the mask, it doesn't matter. If it saves your life, why wouldn't you do it?
Well, the thing is, I mean, for me personally, allergy season and the mask, everybody goes, oh, it'll help you. No, it doesn't. It actually puts pressure on my nasal passages and it's worse for me. So it doesn't work. And then also, this season comes around.
You might need
and,
a different mask.
Well, this season comes around and my body wants to break out with everything. So, you know how it is. I mean, allergy season comes around and if you have any form of eczema, it's like, boom.
Yeah.
It just breaks out. So that happens to me now with the mask. It's like, no, I don't think I'm going to wear this mask right now. It's actually worse for me. Of course, I won't be singing that tune if I'm in the hospital. But
where is your friend, your relative Angel? We haven't heard from him, have we?
I don't know. I haven't. I gotta check in on him.
Oh, okay.
Did
you hear about the Walmart? They trademarked Juneteenth and tried to put out a little ice cream. I guess appealing to black.
Wait,
people.
What?
Walmart with the Juneteenth.
They trademarked it?
Yeah, they trademarked Juneteenth, put it on ice cream. They made this Afrocentric container of ice cream. Red velvet cake, red velvet and cheesecake ice cream.
Wait,
talking
wait,
about
wait,
we
wait.
Celebrating the cult's black culture.
What?
No, seriously.
I'm not down with that unless they're going to have some banana pudding.
Well, I think they were going to do that next, but the backlash was so severe.
It's ridiculous. I mean, come on.
The backlash was so severe, so strong, Harry, they're pulling it off the shelves.
Yeah, but how could you even trademark that? It's like, are you going to?
They did.
That makes no sense.
Colonizers going to colonize, Harry.
You're going to trademark Black History Month? You're going to trademark Martin Luther King
Our
Day?
Our story. Share and celebrate African-American culture, emancipation, and enduring hope on ice cream. Great value. World red velvet and cheesecake flavored ice cream. Juneteenth ice cream.
I mean, I'm a capitalist, but some things you just can't.
Some things you just shouldn't do, white people. Yeah. Just some things you shouldn't do. It's not up to you to do.
It makes no sense.
Anyway, they're taking it from the shelves and they're apologizing.
Who thought that one up?
Because you know why, Harry? Because they sit around the table and there are no people of color at the table. There's no people of color at the table. So they're like, I know how we could get those black dollars. Because that's really how the conversation has to go. I know how to get those Negroes money. Let me put an ice cream out there. What they like? They like red velvet cake and cheesecake. Okay, we're gonna swirl it up and put it in a red, black, and green container.
Oh.
And call it a celebration edition. You know what they should have done, Harry? But colonizers gonna colonize. They have some ice cream made by black people already being sold in their stores. You know what they should have done? They should have showcased those for Juneteenth, not try to capitalize, because they're already in your store. You're already selling ice cream by black people. So why wouldn't you just celebrate that, then come and usurp them and sell some damn ice cream with red, black, and green containers or whatever the hell, orange. So I guess I gotta dump all that ice cream. What are you gonna do with it? Gotta dump it.
No, well, you know, it's not that hard to actually partner up with African American businesses.
And no, actually they just don't want to do it.
And actually give them that, say, hey, listen, we will help you trademark this, or we'll help you, but partner up. It can't be you. It can't be you. It's like I was watching on YouTube some white people with a Black Lives Matter banner, and they were telling a black dude that, you know, how to protest for Black Lives Matter. And he's like, you can't tell. What is wrong with you? You know, I was like, I just can't believe it. But it's like, they do want to take possession of everything. It's just, they can't, yeah. that can't, that can't, I don't know. It makes no sense to me. I can't even explain what's going on.
No, it doesn't make any
sense. I mean, you call it, you know, them trying to colonize. But I don't know. I guess it is taking ownership all over again, right? Them trying to take ownership.
Yeah.
Hold on. I have a visitor here.
It's colonization. Yeah. Who's visiting? Is that your delivery? Okay, so Harry's just sitting vigil for this delivery. But we got some new swag, boys and girls. I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited. I should run over there and get me something today. I should run over there and get me a hat, but I don't think I have time today because I got 50 million places to be. And I'm just one person. I'm away for my alderman to get back. Maybe he'll post up about the shooting last night and see what's happening. It might be, you know, sometimes there's shootings between people who know each other, and then there's shootings that are just random. So we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. Tonight, though, is the Knownpreneur graduation. They are graduating tonight. The Knownpreneur's graduation at Known. So that's at 5:30. And I did get an invitation. I'm going to try to go. But I've got a Long Wharf Theater Board meeting at 5:32. It's too many things. And, you know, shout out to Markeisha Ricks. Just shouting you out, girl. All right. You know, I ain't gonna tell her business. I'm just shouting her out.
You know, you know, Babs. Remember when you used to sit in the seat, right?
Yeah.
It's like people don't respect that you're on the radio.
No, they don't. That's why you have to stop talking radio. To them. You'd be like, "I'm on the radio, damn it!"
But you know, it's crazy. So I guess there's no word on the street today. I know Nora's here, so she's not doing word on the street.
Yeah, they need a break. Nora and Maya, they need a little bit of break. And
I guess she could go up to anybody in the office and broadcast from here. I can tell you what word on the street is.
And Courtney, I think I don't know what Paul said. I think they're gonna cut it down a couple of times a week. You know, because Courtney has a job, you know. Yeah. So,
you know, I was thinking of getting a couple of word on the street hats.
Oh, that'd be cute.
But I'm thinking, does this have longevity?
I don't know. Wait, let's see if we can make it to a year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let's make it a little longer. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. And let me close this door.
I don't know why. I had to open up this time.
People stand outside the door and have conversations. I don't get it.
Well, maybe they're not used to you. You know, they're so not used to you, and they can't tell when you're on.
Yeah. But yeah, so, I really like the hats I ordered. The special hats. I ordered yesterday. I didn't order them through Kari, but you know.
Oh.
I ordered it through Amazon.
Why did you order them through Kari?
Because I was sitting in Bella and Daisy's room yesterday in the recliner. About 11:50 yesterday, because I was watching the Met game and it was running late. And I'm an impulse buyer, Babs.
But you could have just impulsively called Kodak and say, "You know what? Tomorrow, well, here's my order." I'm gonna have to shut you down with Amazon.
I know. Well, Kodak should be here any second with the.
He's coming.
Yeah, he's coming. He's delivering them. So.
Oh, okay. Do I have any shirts my size, Harry?
We'll see.
Oh boy. So I'm gonna have a shirt that I can't really wear because. Fat shaming.
I'll give you one of mine, Babs. It's gonna fit loose on you.
Oh my!
But you know, those I had to actually pay for, right? So, but anyway, so any hoots? Okay. Where were we?
Just trying to deal with Tuesday.
That's right. Terrible Tuesday, or
trying to deal with Tuesday. Just trying to. Oh, so much going on. So much that needs to be done.
Yo, these are in the studio shows. My computer just froze.
Your computer where?
The studio.
Oh. Oh, you're out. Are you in the studio or are you out at your command center? Today.
That's why, you know, I was telling Kadek was going to deliver it yesterday, but I said, no, I can't have the stuff get
sitting
here
when I'm not there, because yeah, God knows.
Everything, all the good stuff will just disappear.
Okay, if you insist.
And also, I got to hold the Love Babs hats.
Yes. Well, nobody's going to want those hats, Harry. Who's going to want those hats? How many hats do you have?
I only ordered two or three Love Babs hats because I want to see how they look, and then I'll order more.
Okay. I'll give one to Andrew.
But I did, the special order ones I ordered yesterday, I did order six.
Okay.
So there'll be six of those.
Well, I want whatever, one of each.
Yep.
Whatever the opposing, like one red, one black. I'll rock it. What? What's the problem? I'll do it. I will definitely do it. I'm wearing my little, I'll be at the festivals, Harry. Rock it. Because, you know, we need swag.
Well, yeah. You know, that's the thing. We're gonna have shirts to give out. So I don't know. I think I ordered. You're limited. You have to pay for it's like you were saying, fat shaming. Yeah. You have to pay for the larger sizes. You have to pay extra.
See, so they should not do that. How much extra? It's not like it's like 8,000 yards. You know what?
You know, well, you know how it is, Babs. Let me tell you, my clothes cost a lot more, like two times, three times more than a skinnier person's clothes.
Oh, I know, Harry. Although some stores for plus size, some stores that carry plus size have stopped charging more for plus size clothes.
Well, you know, I noticed that I read an article that they said Old Navy,
yeah,
is now doing plus size.
Yeah, they've been doing plus size. They never carried it in the store, Harry. You could only get them online. So I think they may be bringing them into the store. I don't know.
Well, the thing is that the article I read is that it hasn't been profitable.
Because they didn't tell anybody.
You know, so they have, you're right, because before, like if you would find the plus sizes in the clearance rack, right? So you never knew that they actually sold this until you went to the clearance rack and it's like, wait a minute, plus they sell size? They sell 4X? I didn't know that. You know, it's like, what?
You know, and that's the BS, Harry. Because they don't, you have not seen any advertising. They don't have any media layout. They don't do any of that. You don't see any commercials about plus size, nothing from Old Navy. So you just stumble across it. You just happen upon it. And now they want to say, oh, it's not profitable. Because you ain't tell nobody.
Yeah.
Like if we knew, we would shop there. I ain't messing with Old Navy. But they always had plus size on their online sites that you could order. Because I used to order stuff. You know. Other than that.
No, definitely. I found a couple of shorts, you know, short pants. Mm-hmm. on their clearance rack that, you know, there's no way. Every time I would go and use, if I would try to put on a 2X, it looked like Poom Poom pants.
What?
But I found a 3X, I think a 4X.
What is Poom Poom pants? Wait, is that a class of clothing I know nothing about?
Well, you know what? I call Poom Poom pants.
Just tight pants?
Yeah. What's that? That lady from Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, Daisy Dukes?
Basically, Daisy Dukes for men, right? Poom Poom pants. It's like, like, you shouldn't be showing your poom poom. There you go.
Hey, that is the crazy part. Harry, first of all, I would never believe you would be in Poom Poom pants.
No.
I think what you're saying is they're not so big, you know, that they're just like draping off of you. They probably are your right size. You just don't like it.
Actually, today I'm wearing my right size in sweatpants that my wife bought me. I like to have them dragging behind me.
I know you do. I don't know why you want to go with that whole French Revolution look. You know, what is it?
You know, I remember when I first, I was like 14 years old, and I got a porter job for the summer. It was part of the summer program, you know, to hire kids in mm-hmm. New York City. Mm-hmm. And I got a job in the Village, right? And I used to, for lunch, I used to walk down to West, what's that park? Oh my God. Anyway, so I used to see all of these people in grunge.
Oh my God. And you loved it?
I loved it. I fell in love with grunge.
Okay.
And I still haven't been able to shake it. I love grunge. Mm. But anyway,
I call that dreary clothes.
It was.
You know, clothes you wear for your depression.
It kind of is, right?
Like, it's just drab and ill-fitting and slouchy. I'm like, oh, grunge was, I was never into grunge.
Oh, I loved it.
Like, I skipped over that whole vibe because there was nothing about that I liked. It was just so dreary, Harry.
I remember buying my first, I bought a, right there in the city. You remember the Benetton store?
Yes, I love Benetton. United Colors of Benetton.
Well, I bought.
You bought something out of there?
Yeah, I bought something out of there, right? And I bought it two sizes too big, right?
Oh, my God.
And it was like perfect. I just loved it. I just couldn't go. I couldn't reverse from that. I've never been able to back up.
You'd call letters because you are silly.
You're listening to Love Babs Love Talk on WNHHLP 103.5 FM, your home for community radio. Yeah, so, you know, I'm stuck there. I buy all of my clothes as two to three sizes.
Oh, my God.
Bigger.
Harry, you know, yeah, try out something that actually fits you.
It feels too snug.
That's in your mind.
It feels like I'm selling myself. So. I didn't mean that. I don't mean anybody else.
Harry,
I'm saying that I'm applying it only to Harry.
Harry, that is so out of the box. Like,
I know. No, Karen doesn't like my big clothes either.
Oh my God. I was like, can you just wear some fitted things? Just a little bit of, and I feel you. I don't like too much fitted stuff either, but I certainly don't like things. And I like a bit of a drape. I like a bit of a drape, Harry, because I'm a caftan girl. I love a good sweep of a long something or other, a silhouette. But I don't like ill-fitting things.
Like this shirt I'm wearing is like,
Harry, I can see
two or three sizes.
Yeah, I see it.
Too big, and it's.
I want to take it in. Like I want to just pull it.
And it's down almost to my knees. So.
And then you got another two shirts underneath, right?
Well, today I got a little, you know, risque. I only have one.
Hey, you'd have been a good ass Muslim woman.
But you're right. I usually wear two undershirts.
I know. I know you. You'd have been a good Muslim woman. You know, because you wear a lot of clothes, man.
Everybody's like, but ain't you hot? No, actually, the inner shirt is collecting the sweat.
Oh!
While the outer shirts stay loose and
cool. I know. Cool. I know.
So you never see me sweat. You know, I remember that commercial of a deodorant. Never let him see you sweat.
Yeah, and you just ran with that.
That's right.
Okay.
Never let him see you sweat.
All right. We got a guest at 10:15. I'm very excited about this guest.
So let's do this.
You want to take a break?
Let's do this first.
I'm Director Marik Saban. If you or your family have COVID-19 symptoms or think you were exposed to someone with COVID, quarantine, stay home, and get tested on day 5 if possible. If you have COVID, isolate, wear a mask, vaccinate, get boosted, and test it as needed. Those are the best ways to stop the spread of COVID. At this time, we are vaccinating everyone ages 5 and up. Stay safe, New Haven.
For all of us.
All right, and we'll be right back.
My name is Troy.
Oh, geez.
I am 8 years old and go to Lincoln Basket School.
I let every another PSA roll, but I'm about to cut it off.
To be safe and or just to play safety practices.
Check out.
Now kids 5 and up can be vaccinated. It's my turn to be safer.
This is Dr. Tamiko Jackson MacArthur from New Haven Pediatrics. Vaccinations are free and safe. For answers, visit covid19.newhavenct.gov. For your child's sake, don't kid around.
All right, we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
We'll be back.
Look for the other stream on Facebook and on the radio. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
With this book in a little while, me and my girls, we turned it up last week. Boys love this club, cause ladies get in free. We love to party,
dance all night, work all day. Friday's here, and the week is up and way. Hit the door, just past 10, 2400, we do it again.
the balls. Cause when life tried to flip, didn't get tossed. Said the pearly whites, time to floss. Got top billing, counted the calls. Everybody knows that you a go-getter. Serving with a smile as you earned your cheddar. Work real hard, who could do better than you, Bob? Got through the week, I didn't even trip when we didn't speak. Yo, I'm JK, and I'm doing my thing with my big sis, seven like champagne.
Yeah. This is Ace Livingston, and you're listening to 103.5 FM WNHH.
Focused on his bait, you're gonna let a good catch get away. This song could be about how we first met, but how are you gonna reminisce when you haven't got over him yet? This song could be about what you're searching for. You're looking over town and I'm knocking on your front door. This could be decision left me in dismay. This song should be about when I got your call, saying you weren't ready for marriage, that you couldn't commit at all. This song should be about our happy years. Instead of so glad when he hurt you, I was there to dry your tears. This song could be about how I'm not around. See, I came to my senses, putting my feet back on the ground. This could be, it could be a bump. We'll be right back.
Love Babs Love Talk on WNHHLP 103.5 FM.
You know, Harry?
What's up, Babs?
She's not on till June 7th.
So, wow.
You know why? Because she was scheduled to be on today. And then I looked at the email and they asked to reschedule to June 7th. And I said yes, but I didn't take it out of my calendar. So I have her in two places.
Well, you know, the title is wrong, but
okay.
Welcome to Love Babs Love Talk on WNHHLP 103.5 FM, your home for community radio. And this is the second hour of Love Babs Love Talk.
So I hope people weren't tuned in. I'm so sorry, Yale Hospital people. She's on June 7th. So I'm just gonna go back into the thing and just edit it and just make it.
Yeah, I am not. I repeat, I am not Pamela Sutton Wallace.
So we'll is June 7th a Tuesday?
I am not that pretty.
So we are, yes.
Yeah, Tuesday. June 7th is a Tuesday.
So she's on June 7th.
All right.
So I just changed it on my thing. So that
I try to recruit another guest for you.
Who?
Paul Bass.
Paul's like, I don't got time for that mess.
Yeah, Paul, you know, Paul's not that interested in the radio.
Paul's like, I worked for her all week. I'm not getting not one foot on that show.
Now I have somebody, you know, in my ear over here.
I'm not mad at Paul, you know.
Babs is not mad at you, Paul.
No, it's my fault. I need an assistant. Can I get, when you get an intern this summer, can I get one dedicated to my show, please?
And the thing you want to hear. The thing you want to hear from your boss, he just told me, you want to get paid?
Oh, let me do my job. That's what he's saying, Harry. Let me do my job so I can keep the station going.
Well, anyway. All right.
Harry, did you look up the article on the prehistoric guarded lot plot that they found?
I did not. Hold that thought, Babs, or keep continue it. I'm going to restart. This way we don't have the wrong title.
Oh, why? What title does it say?
It actually says Pamela Sutton Wallace.
Oh, yeah. Start it again. Yeah, take that down. Sorry. I'm sorry, people. They were supposed to be on the day. They rescheduled. They rescheduled way in advance. And I forgot to take it out of my calendar for today. It's in my June 7th calendar, but I forgot to take it out of this calendar. Listen, no harm, no foul.
Oh, wait a minute. You see, I stopped the stream and then I posted the same thing. Oh my God, Harry. Can we all just get along here?
Can we all just like stop doing drugs?
No, so I didn't look up the prehistoric. What was it?
They found a sinkhole that led to a prehistoric forest.
Yeah. I think you're reading the plot from La Brea. Are you sure you were reading an article?
Yes, Harry. I was. I sent it to you.
That's all you need to look out your window and see a saber too.
Oh my God. You know, people, you know, people will, you know, people will shoot it anyway. So, you know, shoot well, first, ask questions later.
Here's some good news. A large asteroid, 10 times bigger than the Statue of Liberty, is approaching the Earth.
Okay. But is it going to hit us?
You know, they never really know that. Yeah. They say it's going to, you know, just in space measurements, it's a close call. But, you know, space measurements is like 200,000 miles away and stuff like that. But, you know, if the wind blows the wrong way.
Well, isn't that a movie where they got to send, like, they got to try to find ways to deflect it from hitting the Earth?
Yeah.
I think that's a good use of nuclear weapons.
The asteroid is scheduled to come as close to, this is the thing, and they call it a close call. It's scheduled to come as close as 2.5 million miles to the Earth. Is that, and they call it a close call.
Okay. I mean, will it, it's not going to mess with our rotation, right?
No, that you never know, right? And there's so many things. And then with our electromagnetic field right now that is really weak and has some holes in it, you never know. You just never know. You never know which one it is that's going to be that dinosaur-killing asteroid that hits, or it'll be a human-killing asteroid that hits. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It looks pretty fascinating. Looks like a movie.
Can I just tell you? So the other day, Harry, a former pro athlete, basketball player, was at the airport trying to check in, and the employee slapped him. Harry. I don't know what these people think, who they messing with. And this brother, he was not Chris Rock. He put it on him and knocked him cold down. And then it was a mess. But the employee got fired. The basketball player got a charge. Like, I think he got arrested. But he didn't strike the first punch. The employee hit him first.
Well, sometimes, you know, life is like a box of chocolate.
He knocked him over the dam.
Sometimes you get exactly what you deserve.
He knocked him clean over. He couldn't even get up. He knocked him over the, you know, the thing where they put the luggage on. I was like, what is, Harry, we are in some difficult times right now.
Yeah, we are. We are.
When people feel like they could just put their hands on you.
You saw the guy in New York that got shot in the chest on the subway?
Yeah, well, the banker guy.
Yeah, it wasn't a robbery or anything. The guy just shot him in the chest.
Why? I guess that's the natural thing is to ask why, but.
Yeah, there's no reason. Well, no known reason.
There's got to be some reason, because I just don't believe somebody. Well, yes, I do believe.
Yes, it's bad out there. It is bad out there. I mean, I don't get it. And of course, this guy. I mean, they haven't apprehended him yet.
Oh, they haven't?
No, they haven't. They have a person of interest bolo out for him, but not.
Oh, they haven't got him?
No. Well, that's the thing, Beth. You know, everybody, especially you see somebody shoot somebody in the chest, it's not like you're going to jump up to, you know, do a citizen's arrest.
I'm sorry, what?
It's crazy. Harry. It's just crazy what's going on. You know, and you see it happening everywhere. So you just said, right, that in New Haven, we just had a shooting. It's happening in New York. It's happening everywhere. It's not it's not limited to the big cities or anything like that. It's everywhere. So I don't know where we go from here as a civilization. I have no idea. It's getting worse.
I don't know if it's getting worse.
I mean, evolution is supposed to make you better, right? I don't know. We're going backwards. Come in.
Somebody knocked on the door?
Yeah. Come in.
Land shark.
What's up? Yeah, I'm on it. You want to be part of the show, Kodak?
Hey,
Babs. I love you, Babs.
Oh. I love you too. I miss you.
You're so cute.
You're so cute.
Oh man, no, seriously, Babs. Seriously, Babs. For real, I really do love you. You know that.
I love you too. I miss you. Okay. Get on camera. Let me see you. Talk.
Nah, I'm in my work clothes. I'm not gonna do that right now.
What do you mean work clothes? Like a t-shirt?
I don't got my hair cut yet, so you know, I gotta stay over here. It was definitely good seeing you, Bab.
How's our swag looking?
Our swag is looking real good.
Yeah. Can you hold one? Can you give one to Harry to hold up? Y'all still doing your show? Y'all still doing?
Yeah.
But y'all are on real virtual kind of stuff now, right?
Yeah, I mean he's still on Joe Ugly, you know. Well, 2V stream.
Okay.
2V stream radio.
Oh, look at that. Wait, tilt your head, Harry.
Tilt my head. Oh, you want to see
that? Yeah, I want to see it. Oh my God, look at that. Oh, I want that.
Yeah, I only got one, Babs, and it's mine.
Oh, Kodak, that is nice. Is he gone?
Yeah. Paul took Kodak away, so there you go.
Oh, okay. All right. And so what do the t-shirts look like? The t-shirts look this good.
He wants to see a t-shirt.
Let's put him up on air.
He wants to see a t-shirt. Got it.
Oh, we're going to rock these all over town. We got swag, Harry. We are legit. Too legit.
Too legit,
too legit to quit. Right, hey, on. Hey. Too legit. Too legit to quit. Hey, hey. Now that's a good red hat for you,
I
Harry.
I tell you.
Not that other mess you want to wear. That's a good hat.
Kodak's trying to come in here, but, you know, Paul.
Yay, WNHC t-shirt.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, Kodak has a job, so let's let him go.
All right. we don't want to stand in the way of people's economic situations. It's good to see. It's
drag
good
him
to hear
in here because I want first dibs.
Okay. I love the hat. Oh, keep it on. Oh, we got swag, baby. Look at WNHH on the come up. I like it, Harry. I like it.
Let me get the WNHH hat.
I want everything. I want all the hats. I'll wear a hat all summer. I will wear a hat all summer.
I need a hat because of the fluorescent light, so it's staying on.
I'm with you, Harry.
These fluorescent lights are killer on the eyes.
But are they? I figure if we get new hats, we could get a new studio. I'm just saying.
Babs, here we go, Babs.
Oh yeah. I want that too. Yeah, I want all the hats, Harry. I want all the hats.
Take care.
So when I go places, I'm like,
Kodak said bye.
Bye. Love you. So nice to hear you. I wish you would have stuck your little face on the screen, but all right.
He said next time. I'm trying to get him to do a show here.
He's such a good looking man. Like, he's one of the
I'm trying to steal him from Joe.
if we had to do sexy, the sexiest men in New Haven, he'd be on that top five list. He'd be in that top five.
Which one looks better?
The red, of course. What's wrong with you?
I think it's maybe three Babsats, Love Babs.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave them for you.
Okay.
You decide what you're going to do with them.
Yeah.
Because I have six more coming and one of those is mine. So. Well, there you go. I like the hats.
I like, Harry, I love a hat. That's why I have so many caps, because I got the campaign school hat. I got Long Wharf Theater hat. I got, you know what? I'm trying to get the Arts Council to get some hats because I need an Arts Council hat.
I like the logo.
I got the African American Museum hat. I like the logo too. And you know, I love a heart, Harry. So that's nice. I love it. So yeah, so now I got legit swag, so I can show up to places in my legit swag. Like, yeah, this is a radio station. This is where I do what I do. And it's like, you don't got no swag? No, we don't got no swag yet.
Not right now.
Now we got swag, Harry. Woo! Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Nice that Kodak dropped him by.
Yeah, it looks pretty good on me.
It does. Is Paul happy?
You got to close this door. Paul and Nora make too much noise. Mm-hmm. No, so okay, we're still on the radio. So WNHH LP 103.5 FM, your home for community radio. We're just excited, you know, about our swag here.
We are excited about our swag. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, it's been a while. We haven't had shirts and stuff in about 5 years.
Yeah. Because we had like one iteration of t-shirts, right? And then.
Yep. So we'll see. We're going to give some shirts out. We'll see how fast it goes. See if we're going to need to order some more. Mm-hmm. You know, try to get a bigger budget here.
Yeah, it'd be nice to wear them like while we're at festivals and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I like the
festivals. So I was like, yeah. It's good. I'm very pleased. Are you watching any shows, Harry? I'm not caught on to anything lately. You know, I watched Anne with an E. I finished that series.
Anne with an E.
You know, the Anne of Green Gables story.
Nope. what I'm at the tail end right now, there's only one episode left, is This Is Us.
Oh, I know.
There's only one episode left. Mm-hmm. I think spoiler alert.
I gotta record it because I didn't catch last week's episode.
Spoiler alert, the mother dies.
Yeah, didn't she die last week? She died last week.
Right. She dies this past week. She died. So the next episode, they're just wrapping up the whole.
Yeah. That was a good show.
Yep. It is. I gotta say though, I was looking forward to it ending. You just want shows to end while they're still good.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, when they don't like, oh, we got an extraterrestrial invasion, or you know, we got Russian spies next door, or somebody gets kidnapped and
right,
their brain altered, you know, stupid stuff like that.
You didn't want it to jump the shark, right?
Yeah, no.
So I'm glad it's over. There's a few shows coming to an end, like Ozark. I don't know if you ever saw Ozark.
No, it's too many white people.
Yeah, but it's an awesome show.
I don't need to see all that many white people.
And that's coming to an end. The Stranger Things, right? The kids.
I love that show when it first. I watched the first couple of seasons, Harry. I really liked it. But, you know, it takes so long for it to come back. And then I was like, yeah, I don't really care for it. It was a little scary.
Well, the thing is that now with COVID, it took them so long to come back. All of these kids are huge.
Oh, yeah, they're grown up.
Yeah, it's like I just saw the Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Oh, okay.
And one of the kids is from Stranger Things, that he's freaking tall as hell. You know, it's like, how is he going to go back to the show? They're going to have to go back to the show like 7 years later. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, that I'm not sure if I think that's coming back. I'm not sure if it's the final season. But Netflix is suffering through a lot of financial problems, right? So
I don't. What is the problem? They was like leading with all this stuff.
They lost a lot. I think $200 million in revenues last quarter.
Oh, they'll get it all back. They just have to find the right sauce again.
So
not being greedy.
Well, you know, you got to remember, if they're judging it by their COVID revenues, well, everybody was locked in the house. They had nothing to do but watch Netflix. Yeah. So if you're judging it by those revenues, then of course you're going to fall off because everybody went back to their lives. Mm-hmm. So it's not like people are sitting at home. So they have to find what's normal for them. And I know, you know, in the financial world, in the stock market, it takes a big hit when you lose so much revenues. People start bailing on the stock. So what they're doing right now is that I think they're overcompensating. So they're getting rid of a lot of shows, you know, because they think that it's their selection that's the problem. First off, I think so.
I think they've offered some really good things.
Right, and they're getting rid of a lot of things, right?
I mean, but you know, the fact that they didn't,
you know, and they're letting a lot of shows, you know, end, which I prefer, you know, that you let shows just finish. Don't just cut them. Let them come to an end.
I like when they finish too, Harry, because I hate to be invested in the show and then they're like, oh, we're cutting it, and then they don't wrap it up.
Yeah. Yeah. So so right now they've cut a lot of stuff. They're not giving shows a chance. They're cutting a lot of shows in their first seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Which I tell you why, as a subscriber, if I get into a show and you just let it last one season, that is discouraging. You're not even giving it a chance, you know, to build an audience. So a lot of people left. Disney Plus is having the same problem. Not at the alarming rate of Netflix, but they're having problems also. They're spending more money than they're making.
I think we've reached a tipping point with these streaming services, Harry. I think now these streaming services are going to have to combine their efforts with each other. Because, you know, if you have to make a decision between all these Hulu, Netflix, Disney, Discovery, blah, 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 then, you know, somebody gonna take a loss. So, you know, the next step is gonna have to be let's put some packages together. So maybe you get Netflix and Hulu, or Netflix and HBO Max, or Netflix and Disney. Like they're gonna have to. I know Disney is like, we ain't sharing nothing. We are all, you know what I mean? Like they're just gonna be like that, right? They're gonna be like, no, we stand alone. But it has to, but for everybody else though, it's gonna have to be Discovery and Hulu. Do you know what I mean? Like it's gonna have to be these combinations, because
the thing is,
too many streaming.
Disney is doing that, right? So because Disney owns everything, right? They own ABC, they own Hulu, they own all of that. So you could get a package with Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN. That's a package. And the price is not that bad for all those three services. Right. So it's like $15 for all those three services. I may be even overstating the price. Right. So it's not that bad. The thing is that there's so many competing services. And I remember when all of these services came out, it was the cut the cord movement, right?
Yeah.
So cut your cable.
Yep. Yep.
But where are you going to get your internet? From the cable company. Right? So the cable company so the cable company was onto them really quick, because they said, like, for me, they told me, okay, buy the internet service and we'll throw in cable for free. So I'm getting the cable channels anyway. You know, so it's like, so it's hard to cut the cord when you're still paying. Like, I mean, I need a quick speed at home, so I'm paying an arm and a leg for my internet, and then they're giving me the channels for free. So yeah, it's hard, but I still have all of these services, right? Because I was going to cut Netflix too, because I don't watch it. Yeah, but you know who's attached to my Netflix? My granddaughters.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to give up my Netflix because I like Netflix. But yeah. You know what else? But I like Hulu too, because I got stuff that I want to see. And then guess what? Apple TV too. I got Apple TV too, Harry. I got a bill. I was like, why am I getting the damn bill?
Yeah, well, but you know what? Apple TV is like $5.99.
It's $4.99.
Right? $4.99. So it's not.
You know
how
I got it? Because I did the free trial and I forgot to undo it. You know what I mean? Like, I forget.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I think most of my services right now are services I forgot to cut.
I was like, that's why I'm getting the bill. I forgot to put it in my phone, disconnect.
Yeah, because they
got some shows I want to see, Harry. So
I have Paramount, Discovery.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing Discovery either.
Discovery's pretty cool because they have a hub.
I know. They got Magnolia TV. They got all the things that I like to see, but
Right. So the problem is that cutting the cord is actually costing me over $200.
and these places have regular like Discovery Channel is still a channel.
Yeah, yeah.
But they limit what you can see, right? They give you the crap, right? When they used to give you the premium stuff, now they give you the crappy stuff. And they want you to, you know. Why would I want Paramount? I'm not doing that.
Well, Paramount is actually CBS.
Yeah, but they got stuff I want to see, but right? Paramount, I'm not buying it.
So literally, you get all the CBS shows on Paramount.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, right? And they have, and they moved, CBS has moved some of its regular shows onto Paramount. So you no longer see it on TV, but you see it on Paramount.
Right.
So you know, it's a bait and switch game here, a shell game, in order to get you to pay more. And I am paying more right now, right? Because I even have YouTube TV. I have that subscription service. Right, so
there's YouTube TV.
Yeah, so it's like cable. It has all the channels, and even Hulu has a subscription service where it comes to cable television. They have all the channels too. DirecTV has DirecTV now, which is an internet service too. So
yeah.
I have YouTube TV, and I'm paying for it for my mother. Right, so she gets to see YouTube TV. So I'm overextended with all of this TV stuff. One of these days, the problem is everybody's attached to my account. So the day that I cancel everything, I'm going to get like 20 phone calls. My mother will be like, well, what am I supposed to see? And my granddaughters will be like, oh, Papa, you shut off Netflix and Disney Plus. So, you know, it's like, it's crazy. It's crazy, and it's an arm and a leg. Cutting the cord is no longer cutting the cord. It's cable
it's
TV,
Harry,
plus the subscription services.
It's not. That's why I don't. I'm about to. I'm not going to. I'm just gonna miss stuff.
You know, the thing is that so many companies are involved here too, right? So AT&T, with my cell phone service, they give me HBO Max for free. So I have HBO Max on AT&T. On the Xfinity side, they give me Peacock for free. You know, so it's like that. And I think YouTube TV gives me something too. So some of the services I'm able to offset because they give me credits for because of these programs.
I know, but it's too many streaming things and too many remotes.
It's too many. But HBO Max, that's an awesome channel because
I kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, all the hubs it's attached to also. It's like a bunch of different hubs.
Yeah.
So, and Karen's favorite hub is classic movies.
Oh, Turner Classic?
Yes, she's always doing that. I try to leave the room before she pulls me in.
Oh, no, Turner Classic movies is good, Harry. I remember all that stuff used to be free.
Well, everything used to be free. I remember when a bag of chips was 25 cents, Babs. You remember that? A bag of chips. Now later is 15 cents.
Uh-huh. Not anymore, Harry. Not anymore.
I remember
when we used to play shoot 'em up, bang, bang.
Those were the days. Those were the days. I used to get a dollar from my mother. And it was like, I was good for the next 3 days. Mm. With all the candy and stuff I used to buy. And then I used to go to school and sell now leaders for 10 cents and stuff like that. So,
oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta be an entrepreneur.
We could be an entrepreneur, but I'm not buying any more streaming services. I'm done.
No. Well, I could say that, but I buy everything right now. I really don't know what services I don't have. I have all of them, Babs.
I don't have all, and I'm not buying any more.
And each month when I get hit with the, you know, the charge on my card, I say, I'm going to go in and cancel this. And when I go into, because I buy all the subscriptions besides the ones that come with, you know, like AT&T and stuff like that. Everything else I buy through Amazon.
Okay.
So it's as simple as going and shutting off the subscription. But then I look at the shows like the Discovery TV. I love a lot of the documentaries and stuff that they do. So I get stuck there, you know, and then like Stars. Every time I go to cancel Stars, I've canceled it a few times and my daughter calls me. Wait, what are you doing? I see Power. So every time I try to cancel something.
Oh my God. That's funny.
You know what? I'm going to get Karen to get people to start paying for their own. Pay for their own way on these subscriptions. Let me bum off for you people.
Yeah. It's time. I know you was doing it to be kind, but now it's time.
It's time.
Although I know at your house, you'll keep Disney Plus because, you know, your granddaughters are still at that age where they got to watch all the Disney crap. They got to get it in.
Anyway. Anywho.
All right. So tomorrow, Harry, tomorrow, I've got guests, Victoria Coward and Colleen Cunningham. Victoria Coward's son was murdered in New Haven. And Colleen Cunningham is a senior campaign strategist for Equal Justice USA. And each of them played a part in the Connecticut death penalty repeal effort. So they're going to come on because we're 10 years. It's 10 years since we abolished the death penalty in Connecticut.
There you go.
So they're coming on tomorrow. They're actually coming on tomorrow. So, all right. Have a good one. I'll see y'all.
You've been listening to Love Babs Love Talk on WNHHLP 103.5 FM, your home for community radio.
We got swag. Look at that swag.
That's right. Got plenty of swag, too.
Plenty of swag. All right. Play us out. Let's go.
See you mañana.
Yep. Ooh.